my father in the faith, Oral Roberts, he and Miss Evelyn were itinerant preachers, which meant they had no home. They just went from one meeting to the next, to the next, to the next. And so, and he had taken the pastorate of a church there in Enid, Oklahoma. She said, Oral, they didn't have any parsonage. And the deacon board said, no, we don't have money enough for that. So they were living in the home of a deacon. So I went to a Wednesday night service, and he'd just been paid. He had his $50. That is his whole paycheck. Well, that evening service, he said, we are going to have a parsonage at this church, and I'm starting the offering with $50. And he just put his check out. And the piano player jumped up, grabbed a hat, and started this offering. But then he said, now I'm going to have to tell Evelyn. So he said it was in January, and he said, if you think it's cold outside, you should have been inside. She said, Oral, you didn't put all of our money in there. He said, well, you said you were going to go home, take the kids and go home if we didn't have a parsonage. You didn't do that. That's all the money we have. Yeah, I did. He said it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. So he got up and answered the door. It was the wealthiest farmer in the county. He said, Oral, I'm ashamed that I didn't put anything in that offering tonight. But he said, I'm a farmer. I know if I want a harvest, I have to plant a seed. And he said, I had this buried in a can out in my backyard. And it was 4 crisp new $100 bills. He said, I had never seen a $100 bill, and neither had Evelyn. He said, I just took those 4 $100 bills, went in there, and kind of fanned her in the face with it. And he said, she and I. That's where seed time and harvest came in his ministry, long before the miracle ministry actually happened. Praise God. And I like what Jerry Savelle said, a seed will meet any need. Now, last night we talked about what Jesus said in the 10th chapter of Mark concerning the hundredfold. Now let's go to the 4th chapter of Mark. Mark 4. Thank you, Jesus. Well, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Wasn't that a good time last night?
Yes.
Fourth chapter of Mark, and he began again to teach by the seaside. So, and he taught them many things by parables, and unto them his doctrine. Now then, the 14th verse, this is the subject of this teaching. The sower sowed the word. The word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. This is called the word of God. It is his bond. It is always truth. It pulls no punches. Amen. And it does not contain the truth. It is the truth. It is the truth. So, the sower soweth the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, when they have heard, when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, John 10:10, the master said, the thief cometh but for to steal. Well, of course he's a thief. He doesn't own anything. He doesn't even have the Adam's treason power anymore. Jesus stripped him, brought him to naught, nothing, zero. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Amplified said, until it runs over. More than you can see any way to use. Glory to God. Whew. Hallelujah. And have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. Afterward, now listen to this now, when affliction or persecution arises to teach you something? No. For the word's sake. So what's happening here? Someone heard the word. Someone heard a healing word. Someone heard a word concerning prosperity. Somebody heard God's word on it. And the devil said, no. Listen, do you know what they've been saying about you? No. Here, listen to me. You know that doesn't work the last time you tried it. Your rent is due. You know that tithing doesn't work. Did you ever wonder why Brother Copeland wears blue clothes all the time? Anything to get your mind off of the word. Anything to distract. I don't wear them all the time. Just most of the time. No, I pray over my clothes before I preach in any service, in any meeting. And I really had planned something else, but when I went into my closet and I'm standing there and I said, Lord, this, no. I said, you sure? Now this is what I do. No. I said, yes. Yes. So here I am. Amen. How many partners in here? Praise God. You like my new suit? Yes. You should. You paid for it. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I love the word and I love people. Now, I want you to watch this. Persecution, affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, and immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. What does that mean? Well, I know if I could just get enough money, that everything would work. Well, why is it you don't have enough now? Well, You know, they just hadn't been doing me right. Who? Well, I don't really want to talk about it. When you stand praying, forgive. Your faith isn't working. Amen? So here we are. The cares, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust or pressure of other things entering in. You don't have to let it enter in. Choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It's the word that bears the fruit. Yes. Amen. Amen. These are they which are sown on good ground. So maybe, maybe you need to do a soil sample. Check out your heart. That's the ground. Check it out. Just put that on the side and say, Lord, something not right here. And just stay there. Like my father in the faith said, there's a key issue in there someplace. And so just be quiet. What did Jesus say? If you have a problem with someone else, put your offering aside. Fix that and then come back. So here we are. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100. So this is the second time he's talked about 100. Well, I'd rather have the 30 than to have nothing. Yeah, amen. I'd start with 10. Amen. And build it. Amen. Build a confession around it. Amen. Take that. Make little cards out of it. I suggest you put it on the refrigerator. Particularly if you spend a lot of time there. John and Kelly came in. They were just small. And Kelly was the spokesman here. She said, Daddy, we want a boat. I said, that's good. But you're the one that brought it up, so you're going to have to believe for it. Okay. We can do it. So I said, come on, let's build a petition here according to 1 John 5. So they did it, and Kelly wrote it out, and John scribbled something on the bottom of it, and they just taped it to the refrigerator. That's what made me think of it. 10 days later, very close friend of mine, I enjoy fishing, particularly bass fishing. And he had the coolest bass boat. And he'd done all kinds of things to it. And 10 days, he called me. He said, Brother Kenneth, I'm going to ask you to forgive me. I said, what for, Monty? He said, the Lord told me to give you my bass boat, and I got it about 10 days ago, but he said, I apologize for not doing it. I said, Money, that's great. 2 days later, another friend called me. He said, Kenneth, I ask you to forgive me, please. I said, why, Lord? He said, a couple of weeks ago, the Lord spoke to me and told me to give you my little cabin cruiser. Well, I appreciate that. Glory to God. Thank you. I said, well, Lord, what is it? Well, he said it's not a big one. But he said it does have a pair of 100-horse Mercury engines behind it. And he said you can spend some time overnight and so forth. I thought, two boats. The Lord said, go look at the petition. And Kelly wrote on there, the perfect boat. I said, Kelly, in your opinion, what is the perfect boat? She said, well, Daddy, we know how you like to fish. So we wanted you to have something you could fish in. But she said, at the same time, we would like to have something we could get you out in the lake where nobody could call you. It took two boats to make that petition. The important thing was she wrote the vision, and they would come by there every time, and they would hit that. Now, here was their confession. They'd say, thank you, Jesus, for the perfect boat. Thank you, Jesus, for the perfect boat. And it took two. Wow. It took two. But look what they did. They didn't just leave it there. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said unto them, as a candle brought to be put under a bushel, under a bed, and not be set on a candlestick, there is nothing hidden which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear, with what measure you measure it, it shall be measured to you. So, here again, this comes back to the way you measure it. Take heed. What does that mean? Pay attention, particularly to yourself and what the way you're measuring this. Well, I don't know, Brother Copeland. I mean, 100-fold is an awfully lot. And I don't have much to give. Well, you're the one that measured it. But start somewhere. The money, let's say in American currency, well, we talked about a $100 bill. Let's just take that $100 bill. That is the husk of the seed. You may be sowing for something in the family. You may be sowing for something you need financially. You may be sowing for, but what's on your heart? What comes up inside you? I love Ephesians 6:8. Whatever good thing a man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Situations that demand supernatural conclusions must have a word base upon which they stand. Amen. You don't just grab something out of the air. An exceeding precious promise. Amen. Why are they precious? Because Jesus shed his blood to ratify it. Amen. You go to the book. And you find the scripture that covers your situation. If it's a family healing and you're sowing for that, then you settle it. Not only with the Lord, but you settle it with the devil. Amen. And the cares of this world, you go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And cast all of your care over on him, for he cares for you. Amen. Amen. The thing that's worrying you, the thing that's bothering you, cast that care. Amen. Get rid of it. Amen. 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 So here, now we've finished this. So is the kingdom of God, a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day. The seed will spring and grow up. He knows not how. He doesn't need to know. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. That's thanksgiving and praise. I mean, you begin to praise God like it happened yesterday. You begin to shout and praise, glory to God. I am, somebody said, well, you just keep doing that, you're going to be financially independent. No, I'm always financially dependent. I am financially dependent on Jesus, and he's financially independent. He is my source. He has many channels, but he's my source. Because he is the word. Amen. So, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But listen, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. Without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to the disciples. Then he said, let's pass over to the other side. And there came a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it is now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. He said, let's go to the other side. He expounded this whole thing and said, let's go to the other side. And when he was on a pillow, and they woke him up and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? There you have it. Don't you care? He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? He expanded the whole thing, knowing Peter like you know Peter. He should have stood up and said, no, we're going to the other side. The master said so. He's asleep. I'm not going to bother him. Peace, be still. Later, he did walk on the water. So don't criticize him until after you walk on the water. Amen.
Whenever Kenneth Copeland comes to South Africa, I'm here. So it's been amazing to be here today, and I thank God for the chance to be here. I basically have been experiencing arthritis in both my arms, my joints, to the point that I couldn't even lift small things. And then today when Brother Copeland was saying there's people with arthritis that have been healed, I felt a pinch like in my shoulders, because from my shoulders right all the way back into my arms, I couldn't lift them this morning when I got here. The pain left me, and now I can move both my arms right around. I can lift anything, and I mean, I couldn't do anything at all for the past 5 years. It's been terrible, especially this time of the year with the arthritis and the joint and muscle pain. So right now, there's no pain. I can move my arms right around. I can do anything that I need to do. Praise be to God. I've been healed. I know that I've been healed, and I thank God for it. I thank Jesus for being the healer, the redeemer, and my savior.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. In line with Galatians 6, verses 6 and 8, we want to give you the opportunity to sow into the word you've heard this week, so others can also be ministered to and receive revelation. First, let me say thank you, partners, for your prayers and support. Together with you and the faithfulness of Jesus, we continue to send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. When you sow your financial seed into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith and teaching others to do the same. The mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus, taking them from the milk of the word to the meat and from religion to reality. And you are a part of all the ways we minister the word of God. Because of your support, we can air the BVLV broadcast free of charge. KCM events are free to attend. Hundreds of thousands of households receive the BVLV magazine each month free, and the teaching materials, articles, and videos on KCM.org are free to access and share around the world. As a partner of KCM, you share in the heavenly rewards of these outreaches for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. Let me pray over your offering. Father, Jesus is Lord of our harvest, and He accounts for every good thing that any person does, so that He may do unto them according to His supply of the riches in glory. We lift up our voices with thanksgiving for our daily bread, and according to the riches of your grace, we receive all sufficiency in all things, that we may abound to every good work. Thank you for your abundance, whereby we lack no good thing. We honor you today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to become a partner or just want to learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we welcome you to connect with us at kcm.org/partner. I encourage you to join us and be a part of building the body of Christ in the Word of God by maturing believers around the world to know how to use their faith. And as a partner, Kenneth and Gloria and the staff of KCM pray for you every day. We believe for the fullness of the blessing in your life to prosper your spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every area. Once again, thank you, partners, for your support. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, and we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.